It is 16 minutes after the hour. This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here to talk about single-payer healthcare in Alaska. Welcome, Carla Hart.
Thank you.
You're representing the Healthy Alaskans Coalition. What is that, and what's your role there?
Healthy Alaskans Coalition is a group of about a dozen of us that have been meeting pretty much weekly for over a year, trying to find ways to educate and advance the discussion of healthcare in Alaska, with the ultimate goal of making sure that all Americans and all Alaskans have access to quality, affordable healthcare. We've sponsored a few events over the past year, and that's mostly been how we've been working so far, is through finding interesting people who can come and share information with us.
Has the coalition been around for a while?
We formed after a meeting that some of us had with Senator Lisa Murkowski about 15 months ago and wanted to further the discussion. She gave us some hope that there might be some ways to move forward, and we realized that before we could really convince our leaders to go with some sort of a national health program or single payer, that we needed to educate the population more.
And what's your part on the coalition?
I'm somebody who is a Tier 1 retiree with the state of Alaska, so I don't have to worry about my health care as much as many people. And I know that's a blessing, and I think that everyone should have access to good health care.
So how would you explain single-payer health care for someone who doesn't know what it means? Since you want the opportunity to educate the public, you can talk to our listeners right now.
I had an interesting discussion while taking flyers around in Juneau with someone who was just going to be off of Medicaid soon because of her employment status changing. And she said, oh, I guess I'll be single payer then because I'll have to pay for my own health care.
Oh,
and
that's
not
what it means.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we do need to step back. Single payer health care is where there's one payer, typically the government, who would pay for all of the health care, and all of us would pay into a pool that the government would then use. And by having single payer, you would simplify all of the bureaucracy and all of the challenges that go with our current inefficiencies in healthcare delivery.
Can you say more about what the advantages are of a single payer system?
Right now, about a third of the cost of healthcare in America goes to administrative costs. The insurance industry hires thousands of professionals to review and try to deny insurance claims. And everyone who's had any sort of challenge with a medical office or a health challenge that goes through a medical office knows that they end up wrangling with the insurance industry over what will and won't be covered. So we have about a third of the cost of health care that's just spent trying to decide who pays for it or if anyone pays for it. And we could get rid of that, and that would be a first step. As well as the single payer, we envision, I think we, it's a loose coalition, so we don't have strict policies, but reformation of our health care system. Right now we have a for-profit health care system, and a lot of health delivery is made up of for-profit corporations, which by law, if you're a public for-profit corporation, your primary responsibility is to maximize profits for your shareholders. There's no profits in a population of healthy people who are out there productively going about their lives. So we see taking away the for-profit aspect and then dealing with the pharmaceutical industry and the outrageous profits that they're taking.
And what would be some of the disadvantages? Why do people oppose adopting single-payer health care?
I think that most people who oppose adopting single-payer health care that I've heard or talked with or discussed come from a fear base. If they have access to health care now, they're afraid that they might lose the quality or the standard of the access that they have now. So I'm Tier 1. If we went to single payer, would I lose everything great that I have about being Tier 1 that makes me a little bit better at the doctor's office than someone who's not got any insurance? So I think fear is a big factor. There's been a lot of misinformation about Canadian healthcare system, they have a single payer, and a lot of misinformation that people have to wait in line, that people don't get access to care. So I think largely it's a fear base.
And how do you think Alaska specifically would benefit from a single payer healthcare system?
Well, I don't see Alaska as benefiting specifically apart from the rest of the country in this. We have had some discussions within our group about what might happen if Alaska had their own single payer system that we developed just as ourselves to take care of Alaskans, because many Alaskans are challenged in accessing health care. But if we developed the best single payer health care system in the country, I think that we would see a big in-migration of people who had really expensive health care challenges and needed to access care. And I think because of that, we could implode a system. It really, to my view, and with all the reading that I've done, I believe it really needs to be done nationally.
That would be interesting to see people coming to Alaska for the health care.
Right now, you already have a situation where states that didn't opt in to the Medicaid expansion, people with chronic illnesses who are in those states are actively seeking out other states that did opt in order to move. So right now there is migration within America going on strictly to access health care from states that didn't opt in to Medicaid expansion. And those are the most expensive cases, the people with really serious chronic illnesses that need that health care to survive that are moving.
We know that Alaska is unique in some senses because there are a lot of bush communities. There's a lot of air travel. People have to be medevaced from one area to another pretty frequently. Do those challenges pose any barriers to implementing a single-payer healthcare system?
You're totally beyond my expertise right now. I'm sure that they do pose challenges. I think that we can rise to them.
All right. So you're here today to promote a community discussion that's happening this Friday at 7 p.m. at the Egan Lecture Hall, UAS, for single payer, a healthcare solution for Alaskans, ? We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have Dr. Alan Gross on the line to talk to us more about this topic. You're listening to Juno Afternoon.